This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Governor Newsom and other California Democrats are pointing fingers at the Trump administration's tariffs to explain budget woes here. For more, we're joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by KCBS insider Phil Mateer. So, Phil, they're calling it a Trump slump. What do you think?
Catchy, isn't it? Nice two words,
yep,
Trump slump. Nice bumper sticker. And that's the point of it. It's, you know, you want to deal in catchphrases when you got a real problem. And the problem with the state of California is that it looks like we're about $10 billion short. Okay, and that's going to be coming out in the next week or so as the governor puts out his what they call the May revise budget, which actually takes into account how much money the state actually took in and how much it's spending. And right now, we took in $4.5 billion more than we expected. So it's been a pretty good year as far as the tax rolls go. But there's been some hindrances, not the least of which is delayed tax filings from some of the wealthiest Californians who put a lot of money in the state treasury because of the Los Angeles fires. They're pulling off that. We've had ups and downs in the stock market, which have created problems. But we also have a little thing called spending problems. Even with $4.5 billion being brought in extra, over expectations, we're spending more. And one of the things we're spending money on very heavily is Medi-Cal, because we opted to increase benefits for the elderly and for undocumented immigrants in the country illegally in California. We extended health care to them. It was a risky proposition, but we thought we had the money, and now the bill's coming due. Add in there the up and down nature of the stock market brought on by the Trump tariffs, and you have a real problem. And when you have a real problem in Sacramento, one of the best things to do is point the finger at Washington.
What happens if Medicaid cuts come?
Well, that's going to be an interesting proposition there, because in addition to sort of the Biden post-COVID money drying up now that we have a Republican administration, you're right. There's also Trump's cuts aimed at California, which could also be billions of dollars in our education system, in our cities, and in our transportation funding. That could be another pump. That's not a Trump slump. That's a Trump train wreck. Okay, so we've got money, less money coming in from Washington, more money going out, an iffy economy, and tariffs on top of it all. And also, California's, a lot of our wealth is really sort of, you know, we build and we grow and we flow on bubbles. And an economic bubble, whether it's crypto or it's dot-com or it's tech, that helps us. But when the tourists don't come, the tech doesn't pan out, and we have cuts in Washington, that hurts us. And Gavin Newsom right now is staring at something like this, and it's not a pretty picture. And so, as you said, it's a nice bumper sticker, Trump slump, try for it.
Thanks as always, KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ring the bell. We've done it again. Golden Oak Lending has lowered rates to 4.875 fixed. Lower your monthly payment, get cash out, pay off credit cards, and best of all, make no mortgage payments for 2 months. Lock in this incredible 4.875 rate and get your cash in as little as 14 days. Visit goldenoaklending.com today.
Golden Oak Lending, cured my blues.
5.81 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.